I'm Andrea Cunliffe from WOOC 105.3 FM from Troy, New York. On a perfect summer Sunday, walking my dog Ula at the Quixote Preserve just down in the Hudson Valley. Guess who I've run into?
Hello, Andrea. It's Ryder from Dust Bowl Fairies. Nice to meet you in the woods at Quixote Preserve, outside of Catskill. And your beautiful dog is going for a little walk.
That's so true. And what did we do? We ran into you. Now we're going to run into you again this week, aren't we?
Well, that would be wonderful if you did. The Dust Bowl Fairies will be playing at the Linda, the WAMC, the beautiful Performing Arts Art Stage in Albany. And it will be Thursday, August 19th. The doors open at 7:30 and the show starts at 8. And we do have a local Albany poet opening for the show. His name is R.M. Engelhart. D. Collins, I believe, is just performed this past week.
Well, she's a great friend of WOOC.
Yeah, I know. I wish I would have been able to go to that show. She's a wonderful poet.
How do you feel about performing live now? I mean, I know that's been a long wait because of coronavirus, but how do you feel about it?
It's been really wonderful. All the shows we've been doing have been really fun and, you know, so much positive energy from the audiences, and I think it's mutual, really, musicians and music lovers enjoying live music again. So that's really been wonderful. And we've had some pleasant surprises of, seriously, every single show has just been so fantastic. I know, you know, people are a little nervous just to go out, especially to the indoor venues, but I know so many venues now, including the Linda, are doing everything possible to be safe as far as COVID and the Delta strain. So they're requiring masks, and some of them are requiring the proof of vaccination just to, you know, make sure that we're all safe.
Well, that makes everyone feel more comfortable, I think, if there's, they feel they're in a safe environment.
Yes.
Well, great. Now, how has your music changed? Has it changed, or what are you up to musically?
Oh, well, it has changed a little bit, I would say. It was already moving in this direction, but COVID just pushed it over into this realm of much more like up-tempo. I think of it as almost like a gypsy punk kind of feeling. It's really playful, and it's like dark cabaret. We call it dark carnival. So it's still got that sort of like dark humor to it, I would say, but the humor came in a lot more strongly just because, you know, in a world pandemic, you don't want to be sitting there writing a really sad song.
Humor is really welcomed at this time.
Yeah.
I noticed Brian Dewan was with you at one performance. Is that right?
We have performed together, you know, in the same, we haven't really collaborated, but we end up on the same bill a lot because he also is an accordion player in Catskill, New York. There aren't that many accordion players in general. It's such a, you know.
Well, you're one. You're one of the best.
Thank you. Brian Dewan's really good too, and I'm always excited to know that there are other accordion players around keeping the instrument and the accordion music alive.
Now, you're a Hudson Valley, born and bred. You're a Hudson Valley girl. You're not far. You're just down from the capital region. How long have you been performing music and writing music?
I've been performing music for really over 20 years, which doesn't mean I'm old. Yeah, I started out, my grandmother was a big influence. She was a piano player and a singer, and so she really inspired me, and she just played by ear. So, and she really wanted me to learn, you know, she didn't want me to play by ear. She wanted me to study music, and which I did, but I've ended up pretty much just playing by ear because that's the way she played and I like it better that way. So she'd probably be mad at me for that. But I can read music if I have to, but I prefer not to.
So tell me, what can we expect Thursday night?
Thursday night we will be doing some of our old favorites that people love, and also some new songs that we've been working on, some songs that we wrote during the pandemic, and some songs that are really like hot off the press just in the last couple of months. And and you know, you'll just get the secondhand sort of high off of the band all playing together again. It has been hard to book the full band. We've been playing as a duet a lot because so many shows are outside and they don't have, you know, the full stage or the full sound. So the duet's been a lot easier, but it's really just so much fun to play with the full band. And we get excited and we know that we're putting that out into the room, just really, you know, high, good energy. And
well, besides good music, it's a good entertainment, because you really are entertaining musicians, so that's nice to see. Because you've had a couple of really nice music videos out. Oh. Have you got a recent one out?
We don't have one this year. Lisa M. Thomas is the video producer and filmmaker who we collaborate with, and she's been working on some other projects right now of her own, you know, narrative shorts, and she's in film school. So we do have the candy store video that came out last summer.
And that was filmed in Catskill, right?
Yeah, we turned an old candy store that's no longer a candy store back into a candy store. That was a song, actually, the candy store song that was literally taught to me by my grandmother, the first verse, and then we wrote the rest of the verses, and it's sort of an old Yiddish story about a family who are struggling to keep their business going, and I'll just leave it at that so that people will want to.
It's sort of good song. Timely, isn't it? A timely piece. Yeah. Try to keep your business going.
It felt really timely shooting the video last summer because so many, you know, places were closed up, and you know, there's also, it also has a little of a pyromania theme, and we shot it while Black Lives Matter was pretty active, and so it really felt like very relevant in a way that we didn't expect.
So what's happening in the future for you? What can we expect after Thursday?
We are going to be back in Troy at the end of the month. It's at, I believe it's the 28th. It's a Saturday. It's the last night of the Troy Summer Square through the music hall. And it's just the duet of the Dust Bowl Fairies. So it will be the acoustic guitar player, John B. Wooden, and me on the accordion and the singing saw.
So we'll see you then on the
28th.
The 28th in Troy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then just next Thursday in Albany on the 19th of August.
Okay, so the 19th and then the 28th.
The 28th of August, yeah.
Okay, so we've got those memorized, and I promise you we'll be there. Okay. Ryder, it's been wonderful to talk to you. So nice to bump into you, and you must be freezing because you've just been running in the preserve. And
oh, it feels so good. The breeze, and, you know, I've been, well, like so many people, I've been outside so much more since the pandemic. I have been tuning in to all the sounds outside, and the insects, they just do this like choir every day, and it's so incredible. I don't know how they do it with their legs or it, and they, you know, they kind of cut, it's very unified and in these waves. So
maybe that influences your music.
Maybe unconsciously it does.
I'm sure.
If people want to listen to our music and see if you think it influences it, you can find it, you know, streaming everywhere. It's Dust Bowl Fairies, F-A-E-R-I-E-S. And the album that we recorded last year is called The Plague Garden. So you can find that streaming and through our social media pages and Bandcamp and all those virtual lands. Or you can get a CD and take it home if you come to one of the shows.
Oh, or we'll see you then on the 19th at the Linda, and at the 28th at Troy Music Hall Square.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Great to see you. Okay, now we're off to our walk. Thank you.
This is Andrea Conliff from the Hudson Mohawk Magazine speaking with Ryder Cooley from the Dust Bowl Fairies in the middle of the Cojote Preserve.